Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg, it's your job. Actually, I wasn't really in a bad mood today. I'm in an okay mood. But let's go into the weekend laughing and having a good time. All right? So a lot of that has to do with you.
No pressure.
All right, we're counting.
Now, you can still
you.
Tell, you can do bad stories.
It means me leaving? Me not being
no,
here?
No, you can say he's dead now, those kind of stories, because to me, they're fun.
We don't have any of those.
I know, but I'm just saying, our idea of fun sometimes is skewed, but we just mean no heavy, he's dead now, it's pretty heavy to somebody.
Well, now's the fine time to tell me. I've been doing all the other stuff. I've been preparing for all the other stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So now you tell me, we got to switch up?
I'll tell you when to switch.
I don't have that. No other gear.
We got guests.
There you go.
We got Richard Kine, we got T.J. Miller, and we also got Bob Saget.
Thank goodness.
There you go.
Right. That's going to limit your talk time.
Right.
Thank goodness. Everyone should be grateful for that.
Well, no.
I like your talk time.
Some people take offense to that.
Now, we got another follow-up email from... so every time I say something about this dude, the Uber driver with the... Every time I say something, the guy responds and says, "You're right."
Oh, no.
So don't want to publicly announce that I think he might be just pulling our leg. But remember I said yesterday, is the kid biracial? And everybody went, whoa. You know, because he's just a basketball player.
Right.
And he goes, oh, yeah, in fact, Tyler, my wife is black. So now that showed up. And I'm thinking, man, everything can't be right.
No.
Yeah. You got the email right there?
Well, you
got
to be used to being right all the time.
No, I am. But sometimes even I question my rightness.
No, don't do that.
In fact check yourself.
I think the guy's even messing with me. I'm not really messing with me. He's making me right all the time. I'm fine with that. But I think you saw it, right? You guys read it?
Yeah.
Is
that the one where there's a little red flag at that one at this point?
I'll admit
the white guys don't marry black chicks. They do all the time.
It didn't pop into my head until this morning when you said something.
Really? You thought that everything I was saying, all of a sudden, bang, he comes back the next day. In fact, he is.
I didn't think about it. I was reading it in the middle of the afternoon, half asleep anyway.
Then he said she banged his brother. That's in the new one, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I
didn't think I was going to bring it up, but I wanted to bring it up because the audience knows this guy. Quick synopsis again. The guy has an Uber driver. He's an Uber driver. Picks up his wife and his wife's boyfriend. He finds out later, realizes, hey, she might be cheating on me. They have a grown son who's really tall. He's really tall. I questioned, does he know it's his kid? And then he said, basically, I was a basketball player. A lot of my friends are tall.
No, he said that he grabbed DNA samples. He grabbed his son's hair.
I asked him his kid.
And his hair. Yeah.
First he said he was a tall guy. So
yeah,
he was probably
but he was
kid.
Able to determine that it was not his biological kid.
So I questioned about that, and he said, oh, yes. So he's afraid to ask if it is his kid to the wife or whatever. And then
I think he did face up the wife now in this last email.
And then I said to him, my last thing was, is he biracial? Because a lot of basketball players are black guys. And now he checks in with this one.
Yeah. Tyler mentioned if the kid is black, it couldn't be mine. Well, my wife is black, so our children are mixed.
All right. I
approached my wife for the recent DNA results. That was the hair thing that we were talking about earlier.
Don't be mad at me if I'm questioning. I believe it. I mean, if you're telling the truth, it's even more wild.
It was the first time we talked in days. We are both to the point of being over this, and she just flat out told me she thinks the kid is actually my brother's and that she slept with him numerous times. I'm not sure if this is true or if she's just trying to stir the pot. Any advice?
Well, yeah, ask your brother.
Should I just stop right here?
No.
Go on with life?
No, because she just laid it out there now. All right. You got to ask your brother.
The more I dig into this, the worse it keeps getting.
Well, yeah, the worse it does seem to keep getting. But you got to ask your brother.
That's the obvious approach.
Especially if she's throwing your brother under the bus and he didn't do dick, you know? You know? She just throwing that out there, throwing flames on it, and running away. So, yeah, why don't you ask your brother?
Yeah, she seems like a...
He said numerous times she slept with the brother, too. And if she's lying, man, that brother's going to be pissed, too.
She's a gaslighter.
Yeah, totally. she is from way back. She's a gaslighter from way back.
He's got to get out of that situation.
I know.
He's got to get out of that living situation if all we hear is true.
But if it's all true, can you imagine like having that all crash down on you all at once?
And especially now.
And he says us talking about it is therapeutic. I get it. And everybody, it's not just us talking about it. You know, we have a lot of people listening to this program.
I mean, your wife was cheating on you. Your brother was banging your wife. Your kid's not yours. Global pandemic.
Yeah.
Living in the basement.
Yeah. The whole pandemic falls down the scale, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're driving an Uber and you pick up a dude and he's with your wife.
Yeah. That's how it started.
Yes.
But just the chain reaction of everything that he's found out afterwards. If this is all true, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that is just crushing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But have a good weekend, dude.
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, I just don't be mad at me for questioning. That I keep out. What can I throw out now? He's going to email us on Monday and say it was right.
I mean, it's like a script to a horrible movie.
Yeah, it is. It is. But if she's that vindictive and just throws out, I was banging your brother too. Oh, Jesus.
Well, there's a way to prove that.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, if the kid do the DNA.
Right.
Well, that's what he needs to talk to his brother.
I bet you the brother now is a twin. We get that one back Monday. He's about to write that down. He goes, I got to change that. I'm joking, dude. Don't be mad at me. I'm sure it's all true. It just seems really brutally hard every time you bring it back. I mean, everything changes every time. It makes it worse.
There's a new twist.
Right.
Every time we bring something up.
It's like watching a drama on Netflix or any kind of show that you go, wow, that wouldn't happen in real life, but whoa, it's great on the show. You know? If that's happening in real life, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, you're a stronger man than everybody in this room.
A lot of twists.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
I did get this, too, Craig.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
About the dog that went into space. This is from Rachel.
The story of... That counts as a fun story yesterday, knowing the dog died a horrible death.
Leica was the name of the dog in space. It's very tragic. And controversial at the time. They never intended to bring her back.
Of course they didn't.
Yeah.
Ruskies.
She died from heat exposure 90 minutes after takeoff. Craig mentioned that.
Yeah.
She was young and rescued from the streets. Her handlers were close to her and regretted sending her.
Oh, they told the handlers she's coming back?
They
probably did.
They must have.
Yeah.
Now, what I read was this dog was the second choice because they really liked the first choice and somehow kept that one.
Oh. So they knew... since they really liked the first one.
So they sent the redheaded stepchild up, basically.
Well, that's what they thought, but apparently some of them really liked this one, too.
All right.
But they had a pretty good idea. It wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
If you're a redheaded stepchild, sorry about that, but I didn't start that slogan.
But you can end it.
Yeah, I don't think I can. At least not this morning, since I already dropped it.
Who on CNN got arrested?
I don't know. I saw the story this morning. Right, they're arresting him on camera. I'm like, I got CNN.com.
Yeah, I didn't read all the details.
He's a reporter. And surprise, he's a black guy.
In Minneapolis?
I think he's a black guy. I can't even tell. He's got a mask.
Or was it St. Paul? Because they're rioting all over the country
now. It's sad, man. Yeah, the whole country. It's just sad.
The whole crew, including correspondent Omar Jimenez.
Oh, yeah. He's
handcuffed and detained.
Yeah, he's a Spaniard.
As he was giving a live report on the street in Minneapolis.
I'm watching it right now.
What was the charge?
Being a guy reporting on the truth. I don't know.
A black guy telling the truth?
Covering the protests. He's obviously Hispanic, looks like here.
It doesn't,
Omar Jimenez. Yeah, it could be biracial.
It doesn't look like they actually were, like, arrested. They were detained.
They're hand-tying them,
and moved, I think, just to get him away from the situation.
They get him down on the ground and kneel on his neck a little bit?
No, they didn't murder this guy.
Because they're protesting.
We know that looting and riots are not cool.
All over the country now.
That just helps the right-wing narrative. Don't do that.
It
Please
does.
Stop that. Stop that. But the bottom line is these guys are getting murdered. Actually, a lot of cops, a lot of major cops across the country. Usually cops will circle the wagons, especially police chiefs all across the country. They're not.
They're finally speaking out.
Yeah, I heard the D.C. cops, the L.A. police, just a lot of major cities, major commissioners are saying it was just murder. It was murder.
Well, it hurts relations with their community, right. whether it happened right. in yep. their community or not.
Well, then change your frickin' culture.
Right. Yeah.
Speak up. Everybody Please. Needs to speak up in this instance. Right,
right. Well, maybe the tide is turning that way. You know, like you
I don't
said.
Know, man. What? Because, you know, once again, we well, once again, we, get no, the, we have the racist on Facebook right. that says you can't even kneel.
They tried
at
the peaceful protest. they tried the peaceful protest.
They did.
And Brady's hated that.
Right.
No, I mean,
that's it. That's yeah. it, Todd. That's what I kept coming
they
in.
Can't, no.
We understand looting and burning places is not the way to do it, but they've tried peaceful.
It's lose-lose.
And you can't even – Kaepernick ain't playing football because he was on one knee peacefully protesting.
No, I just mean the, you know, other cops coming out and
saying,
"Oh, I
get that. Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that needs to happen more often, and maybe it is turning that way, we're seeing.
Yeah, but this country was based on, I read a piece yesterday, this country was based on rioting and looting.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It
we was. Threw tea into the Boston Bay,
right.
whatever the hell. Yeah. The gay rights movement.
I like the Boston Bay.
Started violently.
Yes,
it
did.
It started with a brick.
The riots in at Stonewall, right? Yeah. And they arrest all those Stonewall guys for just being gay.
Yeah, this country didn't come about because of peaceful protest. This country came about because we rioted against England.
But, you know, you'll see every day. I read it on, you'll see it. It's a right-wing narrative. Now.
I know.
Especially Trump throughout. If the What was his little quote?
And the, then, one by the, way, got, the one he got flagged on.
He got flagged for inciting violence on Twitter. Oh, the thugs start looting.
When the looting starts, the shooting starts.
Yes, yeah. That's the way you pick up the...
That's a good leader.
Good leader. Good leader.
Excellent. God, could we have a worse guy in charge?
No. It's sick. It's sick.
He needs to be replaced by just like a monkey.
It's sick.
Or any farm animal.
It's sick.
Any wild animal.
You support the guy. It's sick.
Anything. Some human being with about a 3 IQ would do better.
This chair I'm sitting on.
I'm finishing up a show on HBO called Avenue 5.
And
there's an episode where they have to go talk to the there's two presidents.
Yeah.
There's one, there's the other president who seems to be more in charge. It's an Alexa.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
you have to request funds from the other president. It's just an Alexa. It's a smart speaker.
All right. Now make us feel good, Craig.
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
Excuse me. Is this dangerous? Jamie Foxx and Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
So Jimmy, the thing came out about Jimmy Fallon the other day back in 2000.
The blackface, the Chris Rock bit.
With Chris Rock bit, and people are saying, "Hey, blackface." Well, you know, it's okay. Now Jamie Foxx has come out and said that Jimmy Fallon has nothing to apologize for. He said because he was doing an impersonation of Chris Rock. He said it wasn't blackface, it was impersonation of Chris Rock.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know.
Is that dangerous?
I don't know how to feel about that. I really have to
Exactly,
process.
It's tough. That's my question.
Again,
is that dangerous?
I don't know.
I'm a white guy
that wasn't involved.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, but you can say that about everything.
I know that. I have a lot of opinions about a lot of things, but sometimes I don't know how, I have to process that a little more to think about
it's
it.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, they're saying a lot of this rioting last night, which I'm going to get off as probably quick as possible here because it's pretty brutal, but and just pisses everybody off. But there was a city councilman that tweeted out something that there's evidence to show they might not charge him. And by the way, that's crap. He threw it out there, and then he said, "Well, I don't mean it that way." Well, that incited more crap yesterday.
Yes,
and that and that was you can't do that. I didn't hear the Jamie Foxx one. But once again, that just falls on the wayside compared to all the important crap that's happening right now. Not that it's not important.
Yeah.
I get it. But
Foxx said Fallon was all the way good, mentioned Foxx's old show In Living Color, where they did characters from every race, he said.
He's right about that.
I
don't know. But
is that dangerous?
Well, I don't know, because we've talked about this before, that when it comes to comedy, look at we've already done the bit, although he plays a guy who tries to be, Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder plays a guy that's trying to be a white guy. So I understand that. But they've also done bits where...
I'm not doing blackface. I'm doing an impersonation of a black guy.
Well, they always bring back the Wayans brothers.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Right. Are they drawing the line between, like...
Hanging out at a party or doing something for... A TV.
This is a specific person instead of making a general stereotype.
Right. So I don't care.
That's what I'm asking. Is that the line?
It comes down to makeup, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah. How thorough are you
with
the makeup?
I don't think that's it.
No?
No.
Fred Armiston played Obama the whole time until they took him off because Farrell started doing
Jay Farrell started doing
it. But that wasn't because they were pissed off. They just gave Farrell the gig, you know?
But he never had.
Did they darken him up?
He didn't make up for it.
Yeah, they did.
They gave him ears and everything. Yeah, Armiston looked just like him.
Ears is...
No, they made him black. They made him black.
It wasn't full-on blackface, but they did darken his skin.
I'm just stating the facts. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Right.
I think what we talked to Pete Lee, who knows Fallon, has a good point. A lot of these guys know Fallon in a different way than we don't know him.
But
they're coming from that angle. He's a good dude. Yeah. He's not a racist.
But that doesn't matter.
Most people
not
don't know.
Not the point to this argument.
Most people don't know Jimmy Fallon. They know his on-air persona.
Right. So
is
it now okay? Is Jamie Foxx making okay for racists to come out and say, that's not blackface. I'm impersonating a single guy.
On SNL?
It doesn't matter.
They're not going on SNL anymore. I guarantee that.
Doesn't matter where.
Yeah.
Please save your call, email, text, whatever about what about white chicks?
Yeah, that was going to come out.
I know. Please save that.
How about Soul Brother? I love that movie.
Soul Man.
Whatever.
May is international and national masturbation.
Yes. That's something happy.
Yeah.
June, we get to the furious stuff.
Furious masturbation. That's the first, right?
That's the only way I masturbate.
It's yeah, pretty much.
I got one speed.
Yeah.
It's furious.
You can be lazy after all. I'm not into it. I'm going to go to sleep. I think we've all been there. Should I masturbate? Nah. I'm going to go to sleep.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, the Mall of America, closed their doors in the middle of March, and now they've missed a couple of months of payments on their mortgage.
Who's going to take that over? Who's going to move in?
But
the stores are rent from the company.
Yeah, right.
So the company would give it to who? Then they
So the entire mall owes the landlord?
Yes.
I'll tell you what's more horrible.
So the individual stores have to pay the Mall of America. The Mall of America then pays
their landlord.
Why are we not pushing through legislation that pays people? I saw a woman. She works at. She's renting a house somewhere, and she's renting there for 5 years, 12 years, and she works at local. She's a beer lady at all kinds of sporting events.
Okay.
Lost her gig.
Right.
Homeless, her and her kids, because they're allowed to kick people out now. Why are we not pushing through more legislation? Not that lousy $1,200 you guys got.
Right.
I'm talking about what Canada did. Pay these people's bills till they can get back to work. We got trillions of dollars.
It's all fake.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, it's not about money. We got the money.
Of course we do.
Now we are going to watch everything settle for a while and see where things come out.
But the turtle said that the people have to go find jobs.
We're going to let things settle and see where they are.
Yeah, so.
And then help out some businesses, maybe.
But not individuals getting kicked out of their apartments and houses.
Right. And Todd brought up a great point yesterday about the landlords. You know, a lot of people, individuals who are just trying to make rent and lost their job. Well, they're paying rent to people who aren't millionaires.
Oh, I get that. Yeah. That's why the government check comes in and helps pay that rent, so everybody is solvent. Right.
And the property owners aren't getting any kind of small business. They're not getting any assistance on that program.
Right.
So they're kind of stuck.
Yeah, they don't necessarily have employees to pay. They just, own a house and try and keep it going.
Yeah,
just
they might have a handyman who goes and fix up their property a little bit, but that's about all the only
people. That's not full-time. That's just when they call him.
That's the only people they really employ.
The government's got to step in, but they won't.
Mall of America wants
that's
to open back up on
Connor.
June 1st.
Yeah, it is.
Number of malls missing mortgage payments, apparently.
I'm going to stop going there.
Are you?
I've never been. I heard it's pretty impressive to see. Then you go, okay, it's a bunch of stores, and you go home.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a mall?
Yes.
Okay, this is like a mall, but it's giant.
I know.
This is like a mall that has three Victoria's Secret stores.
I've heard that.
Has it changed since 92 when I was there?
I don't know. I haven't been there.
When you were a kid, you're probably pretty enthralled by that, though, man.
The last time I was there
was there a big interbusiness amusement park in
there? One time I was there, it was 92.
I think they have a Legoland in there.
You were a kid, right?
Yeah, I was like 12.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
I remember your mom and I.
In a long, long time.
So bored.
But they have a small amusement park in there. I want to say it's a Legoland.
Yeah, they do, I think, now.
But again, I haven't been in a long, long
time. Yeah, if you close them all, you can't pay their bills, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sad to say I've missed out on that tourist trap.
Yeah, I'm not going to go. I mean, I did.
Missed out.
Yeah.
Well, how much is the mortgage? I mean, come on, it can't be much.
Oh, one, 1.4 mil.
A month?
I think
it's got to be.
Wow.
It's got to be.
Yeah, that's a massive amount of real estate. Right.
I was figuring.
I don't know how much a month, but it is a $1.4 billion mortgage.
Oh.
Holy cow.
Is that 30 years? It's got to be 100 years.
They tore down two stadiums. They tore down the old hockey arena and the old football, baseball, Metropolitan Stadium to make room for the Mall of America. Somewhere in the middle of Mall of America is where the old home plate of Metropolitan Stadium used to be.
Fun fact.
They have it marked.
It's a fact.
Yeah. Okay, it's a fact.
Yeah, you can visit home plate.
Well, at least home plate's not in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah.
No, it's in the middle of some store.
Yeah, much better.
Actually, it's in the hallway.
Popular resale marketplaces like Poshmark and OfferUp say that Starbucks mugs, tumblers, and cups, even earrings, just about anything with the Starbucks brand on it is very hot in the marketplace right now.
Why? Why? Because they're open?
No. Well, they weren't open.
Oh, they weren't?
No, a lot of the places were shut down.
Oh.
At Poshmark, it's the number one trending brand. They think it's a pandemic-triggered nostalgia for Starbucks drinks and the Starbucks experience.
It makes you feel normal
they
to have your Starbucks.
They think people miss the daily in-store experience of waiting in line, interacting with their favorite barista, and perusing the latest display of seasonal tumblers for sale.
Yeah, we don't live normal lives.
Yeah, that's a comfort.
There are people who live normal lives that do that every day, and we just
it's a comfort thing for a lot of people.
We never did that.
Part of their routine.
Yeah.
So people have been making their coffee at home, pouring it into their favorite Starbucks mugs, showing them off at their Zoom meetings and virtual coffee meets.
Check out my Starbucks mug with my store brand coffee in it.
So that's what people who are sitting at home are concerned with.
Once again, we're not sitting at home. We've been working since March.
And even if I
was, continue to work.
I don't know if I'd be worried about my coffee.
Well, once again, we don't.
I mean, I'd have
it's how you hold your coffee.
We never lived
not
that
just
way.
Your coffee.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, nobody said they're looking for Starbucks coffee. They just want the trinkets.
Yeah.
And whatever makes you happy, man.
Apparently they closed their online stores
whatever makes
in 2017.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you have to go to the store itself and get them.
Whatever makes you happy.
A global charity says millions of women worldwide are facing shortages of sanitary products, if you will, during the lockdowns.
Todd and Tyler's tampons for... Oh, we got to get on that.
A humanitarian group.
For women.
As opposed to...
For the dudes.
The humanitarian group Plan International surveyed health professionals in 30 countries, and 58% complained of rising and prohibitive costs of sanitary products.
I saw Ari Shaffir tweet out the other day that periods are fake. It's just an excuse to yell at men every month. Prove me wrong. And I know that people take him seriously, and I guarantee I didn't check out the thread of how many people were ripping on him. You know, somebody was and didn't get it.
Right. Somebody sent him a picture.
He's so good as that character that Brent does as the Trumper that he doesn't even acknowledge he's fake because he's a liberal. We know Brent. And he puts out, people will retweet anger at him. Famous people have said, this is what it's like. We got to get rid of people like this. They don't know it's fake.
But if you listen to it.
No, you think, but listen.
You listen to every word, he gets in a subtle jab.
Well, he does, but he's also.
It's obvious.
No, I don't think it's obvious to us, Todd, because
oh, yeah.
A real Trumper does sound like that a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
Every word of that can be a real Trumper.
But he will get a dig in.
Yes, he does.
That people obviously don't hear.
I mean, I really saw famous people bitch about him.
Yeah, but
not
it's
knowing. I'm thinking, when
he gets his little digs in, it's not the overall part of the message. It's just a little subtle jab.
It's amazing, though. He's so good at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he does a good job
so
of that.
So good at that. We got guests today. We got comedian TJ Miller. Also, he's an actor, but, you know, he's a comedian. We got some hot sauce we're going to try.
Yeah. So and we'll talk to TJ, and we'll try his hot sauce simultaneously.
Bob Saget and also Richard Kine.
We will be the only morning show in America that's talking to TJ Miller and trying his hot sauce.
That's right.
At the same time. Yeah. As far as I know. Unless the guy that he talks to before.
No, he's not doing it. It's not a tour.
No, it's just us,
man. He's our bud, man. It's not a tour.
Okay.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.